Spirit Radio Podcasts.
And of course, Easter is fast approaching, and wouldn't it be great to get away for a few days with the whole family? Well, the Arise Catholic Family Conference offers the opportunity to do just that, and I'm delighted to have Tim Nichols from the Tinna Network on the line now to tell us all about it. Good morning, Tim. Great to have you on the show. How are you doing?
Good, thanks, Donald. In good form. Enjoying the sunshine of the west of Ireland.
Brilliant. Good to hear. Well, I'm enjoying it here in the east of Ireland as well, which is fantastic. So nice to have that little bit in common. It's fantastic to get it this early on in the year as well. And Tim, the Tinna Network is organising the conference. Could you tell us a little bit about that and what your mission is?
Yeah, Tinna is a network of Catholic ministries involved in all forms of evangelisation. We've been going since 2002. And at different times, we've organized projects and initiatives. And this Arise Family Holiday Conference is an initiative which we're doing in conjunction with the Diocese of Waterford. So we're bringing together all the different ministries involved in the network. They're going to participate and run different roles to make it a successful conference.
Very good. And I know the Family Conference is a brand new initiative. Before we chat about that specifically and what will be on offer and the guest speakers, could you tell us a bit about why you've decided to host it and where and when it'll be happening?
Okay, I suppose we've just come through, although we're still going through the effects of the COVID epidemic. And also from the point of view of where the church is at, it's really, we felt as a network that we needed to invest our time in supporting and building up families. And so in the context of what we're trying to do, we took the model of a conference in the UK called Celebrate, which was running for about 20 years, which brought together people, families from across the UK to celebrate Easter. It started on the Easter Sunday and went through for the rest of the week, but also it combined the holidays. So we were trying to, with Arise, we're trying to combine two things. We're trying to combine a holiday with input geared towards all the family, so right from grandparents right through to babes in arms. And it's also a sense that for us as a church, we need to really invest in the family at this time to strengthen, because they really are the foundation of the church.
That's fantastic. And it sounds like a great way to spend the second week of the Easter holidays, of course. But I'm just going to talk about the speakers now. You have a great lineup of guest speakers. Could you tell us a little bit about Father Frankie Mulgrew?
Yeah, Father Frankie is very interesting. He's actually the son of Jimmy Cricket, who is a famous Irish comedian, very popular in the UK. And he followed in his father's footsteps as a comedian. And then he had a conversion experience. And a part of that conversion experience, he felt a call to priesthood. So now he's ministering in Manchester. He's involved in the chaplaincy there. And he's very popular with young adults, regularly speaking, over in the UK. So we're delighted he's going to come and join us. And I think he's going to be a mixture of bringing a mixture of story and really faith out of the scriptures.
That's definitely an interesting combination, a comedy and, of course, a call to the priesthood there as well. So I reckon he's a fantastic speaker. You've also have a theatre company coming. What sort of things will they be doing?
Okay, Rise Theatre, they actually developed out of the conference in the UK, where we talked about earlier, Celebrate. They're a small company. They travel doing schools and things like that. They have developed short scripted dramas as well as more extensive ones. So, for example, they developed a drama around the life of Oscar Romero, the famous archbishop over in the South America. But also they bring the scriptures alive in short dramas, causing people to rethink about what comes out of the gospel story.
For sure. It sounds fantastic. What you've told us so far, definitely selling it very well. I'm sure there'll be something for the whole family to enjoy. Are there any other guest speakers that you'd like to tell us about?
Okay, we have Gavin and Edith Farley. They're actually missionaries who work in Austria, but they've developed a family ministry. They're going to be our initial speakers, and they're very much focusing in their talks about how family life should be a blessing. So they're going to focus on helping families create an atmosphere of blessing in their family lives. So they're our initial speakers. And then also we have Steve Murray coming across. He's actually a mime artist, Christian mime artist. So again, he
Brilliant.
Brings the Gospels to life.
Sounds great.
And we're delighted to have Bishop Cullinan, and also we have Bishop Kevin Doran to come and speak with us, and Father Pat Collins, who we'll be talking about the Holy Spirit as part of the conference as well. So we actually have quite a dynamic lineup of speakers.
It really is dynamic and varied as well, which is great to hear. So the lineup itself and everything that's going on in the conference sounds like a great time. And of course, it's in the Tramore area as well, which just makes it even better. It's a lovely area in County Waterford, and families can choose their own accommodation there. And there are also plenty of fun things to do around there, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. There's a whole variety of things. And we're trying to create a situation where people can choose to participate in whatever they want to participate, but also combine and say in the afternoons we're going to have a lot of free time. We also will have seminars as part of our time, but we're trying to create a situation where it suits the family needs. And as you mentioned, Tramore will be a great place for them to holiday. And also, of course, if we have weather like today, it'd be even better.
It would be, yeah. And so best of luck with the conference, Tim, and please, God, you will get this kind of weather that we're getting right now. And we, of course, pray for everyone who will be attending. They'll be refreshed physically and spiritually. Could you give us the information as to where listeners can get more information and book the conference?
Okay, we have a website. It's arisefamilyconference.ie. The actual conference starts on the 17th of April, which is Easter Sunday, and it goes through to the Friday, finishes the afternoon of Friday of the 22nd. We're actually holding it in Holy Cross National School, which is an excellent facility right in the heart of Tramore.
Fantastic.
And all the information about accommodation, prices, booking and everything is on the website.
It's all on the website there. Well, it sounds great. So best of luck with it. Tim Nichols from the Tinna Network, thank you so much for talking to us today. You're very
My
good.
My pleasure, Tim.
And like Tim mentioned, that website one more time, arisefamilyconference.ie, 17th to the 22nd of April in Tramore, County Waterford.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.